Mark Levin, the Attorney General should be subjected to removal by a no-confidence vote of Congress. By Jeff Poor on January 23, 2023. Sunday, conservative talk show host Mark Levin opened his calling for constitutional amendments to overhaul the American legal and judicial systems. Among his proposed changes include term limits for federal judges and checks on the executive branch, including making the Attorney General subject to removal by Congress through a vote of no confidence. Partial transcript as follows. Levin, the greatest threat we face in this country, and I mean it, is the Democratic Party and its radicalism. Its war on constitutionalism, on national sovereignty, on capitalism, on our classrooms, on parents, free speech, freedom of association. It is almost an alien party, if you will, with its ideological drift and its embrace of American Marxism. But there is another grave threat we face in this country because of its association and attachment to the Democratic Party. And I hate to say this, is somebody who spent part of his career and who had a wonderful time at the Department of Justice as Chief of Staff to Attorney General Mies. We have to fear federal law enforcement, in specific, the United States Department of Justice, and the FBI, which is a piece of the Department of Justice. First, I want to make a recommendation to you, each and every American, that each of you file a Freedom of Information Act request with the Department of Justice and FBI for any information the government might be keeping on you. With all of these stories of big tech and the FBI working together, and these massive databases now in the monitoring that is taking place, you may not believe it, because many of you, most of you are patriots, but you may have a file, ask for it. Now, what they'll try and do is charge you a fortune, and so I'm asking the Republicans in the House at least to start the process of exempting any fees and any costs whatsoever of any citizen who seeks through the Freedom of Information Act any information that the federal government might be keeping on them. Now, that'll keep them busy a while, but it will also teach them a lesson. Don't just gather information on law-abiding citizens, but you should find out what they have on you. What else should the Republicans in Congress do, whether they be in the minority in the Senate or the majority in the House? And I'm quite serious about this. Again, as somebody who worked at that department, they should slash the Department of Justice's budget by 20%. It's gotten too big, too fast, and it is not doing its job. The communist Chinese are running away with our technology, our nuclear secrets. Maybe it's too busy focusing on us, you and me. And those funds should be immediately transferred to the Border Patrol and ICE to secure that border, to keep foreigners out of this country who we don't know anything about, to remove people who are here illegally and to protect us from fentanyl and the drug cartels. The FBI won't do it, the Border Patrol and ICE will. In my view, the FBI needs to be reorganized with a close look at its various missions. Its history of civil liberties violations goes back decades and decades, and right now, it is taking place as well. The FBI should be prohibited from investigating electoral challenges. This is very important, just like they're doing now. Concocting laws, taking laws that are 100 years old, obstructing the peaceful transfer of power. They're investigating Republican state legislatures. Republican state legislators, they're taking the cell phones away from Republican members of Congress. They're violating attorney-client privilege of only certain attorneys who are targeted. We cannot allow an FBI in the Department of Justice that is politicized on behalf of the Democratic Party to be getting involved in challenges to elections. Elections can be very ugly. Challenges can be very ugly, but it is a purely political process. And in the end, Congress makes the final determination over electors, not grand juries controlled by Democrats. This needs to be an area where the FBI, the Department of Justice, U.S. attorneys simply cannot go. The Attorney General should be subjected to removal by a no-confidence vote of Congress. It is too difficult to impeach an Attorney General and remove him from office. He is not in the Constitution. This is a position created by Congress. 1789, George Washington had the first Attorney General. The Department of Justice itself, the institution wasn't created until 1870 under the proposal of Ulysses S. Grant. We need to make modifications to it. An attorney general is enormously powerful. He is unelected. You can see what this attorney general, Merrick Garland, has done with that power. so there ought to be the ability for Congress that has the final say on how this government is set up. And the first say, to have a no-confidence vote, perhaps a majority vote to remove an attorney general. There should be term limits for federal judges. Now, some of you may oppose that, I don't. It's something I wrote about in my first book, Men in Black for the Supreme Court. I have now concluded it needs to be across the board for federal judges. Maybe it's 12 years, maybe it's 14 years, but it needs to happen. Now, we need to amend the Constitution to do that either through convention of states, or at least the Republicans in the House should begin pushing, persuading the American people over a period of time that this needs to be done. You know, over in Israel, they are completely reforming their judicial and legal system. Of course, the oligarchs to the left are going nuts and attacking them. Too bad. We've seen the corruption, FBI using Twitter, Google, and Facebook to censor and to monitor American citizens, scientists, experts. FBI's interference in federal elections, presidential elections in 2016, Russia collusion. It planted stories. It leaked lies. It concocted and created documents. In 2020, the FBI interfered again. Meetings with big tech to cover up Hunter Biden's laptop story, twice. And of course, they interfered with the midterm elections this time by withholding the fact that there were classified documents that Joe Biden was holding illegally, and they kept that secret for at least several months. The FBI has falsified evidence to the secret court, the FISA court. That whole thing needs to be looked at, and the FBI most likely is monitoring you in one form or another. The Department of Justice has targeted parents at school board meetings. The Department of Justice has specifically targeted pro-life activists. Political lawsuits have been brought against the Georgia legislature and its voting bill, which wound up having more people vote. Against Texas and its abortion bill, investigating Republican state legislators and legislatures, as I mentioned. Investigating Republican members of Congress for daring to challenge the 2020 election activities. Yet, they refuse to enforce the immigration laws at the Department of Justice. They refuse to prosecute radical pro-abortion protesters seeking to intimidate conservative members of the Supreme Court who ruled in the Dobbs case. The Department of Justice cover-up for the Biden crime family refuses to appoint a special counsel on their foreign dealings and the transfer of tens of millions of dollars, directly and indirectly, to Joe Biden and his family. Remember? This server issue when it comes to Donald Trump, when it comes to Joe Biden, as I said, cover-up. FBI didn't even go in and investigate. FBI didn't go in and do the searches. It left it to the private lawyers. Can you imagine that? Hillary Clinton and her server in her Westchester at home. Did they even use a warrant to send in the FBI SWAT team to her home? No. And she had thousands and thousands of government emails, as well as classified information, and much of it was destroyed. And they still didn't send in an FBI SWAT team. Hey, what's that all about? But Donald Trump gets the Trump treatment, SWAT teams, warrants armed FBI agents, threats of obstruction, when in fact they were negotiating with the Department of Justice for a few months on who should get what documents. So January 6th, an insurrection, they say, on January 6th. Does anybody remember when the White House was attacked? When over 50 Secret Service, uniformed Secret Service personnel were injured. Does anybody remember that Donald Trump had to be rushed to the nuclear bunker under the White House because there were efforts to breach the fence at the White House and to threaten the President of the United States directly? Does anybody remember the damage that was done in Lafayette Park into the historic St. John's Church? Does anybody remember that? How come that's not an insurrection? Because the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Democrats, and the media, they want you to forget all about it. There needs to be a complete overhaul of our legal and judicial system. Again, it's taking place in Israel today. The elites, self-appointed, and the judicial oligarchs, of course, are resisting like hell. The liberal parties are resisting like hell, that Netanyahu and his government said we were elected to fix things and we're going to fix things. With all the debate about rules changes in the House, which is over, which is great, which is fine. We need more than rules changes in the House. We need serious changes in the government. Biden is packing the courts, the federal courts throughout the country, with extreme radicals at a record pace. Why? because he's not looking for objective and impartial judges. He is looking to push an agenda. Woodrow Wilson wrote 100 years ago that the way you change your country is through the unelected bodies, the courts, and the massive bureaucracy, and that is exactly what's happening to America today. These U.S. attorneys' offices have become fiefdoms of abuse. FBI senior executives are powers unto themselves. The Department of Justice is a Democratic Party stronghold, using the law to impose critical race theory, undermining police officers around the country, targeting Republican legislatures, sitting silently while the borders are wide open, and our immigration laws are not being enforced. Attorney-client privilege for certain lawyers representing President Trump and others. Completely obliterated, outrageous citizens are being trapped, held without trials in solitary confinement in Washington, D.C. GOP members of Congress, as I said, are having their cell phones confiscated, as are their lawyers. Judges are upholding the violations of the Bill of Rights and basic civil liberties. It is outrageous. No more lifetime appointments. Meanwhile, crime, street crime in the country is going through the roof. This system must be overhauled. The federal law enforcement, the federal judiciary, and Congress has the power to do it, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to point this out to you. Under the judiciary acts that have taken place since the beginning of our nation, Congress has determined how many judges there are, what districts the courts are, how many appellate courts there are, how many members are on the appellate courts. They created the Department of Justice, they created the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They've created the civil service, they've created the whole thing. And it's long past time that it got a very, very close examination and that it got a very strong overhaul. If not now, when? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.